getting people to work together across stovepiped agency structures. And as you know, that's been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
And there are groups of people throughout government now trying to take steps to really address that issue, and that's sort of the what the story addresses.
And we call it information sharing. There's all sorts of silos. There's all sorts of different ways we try and talk about this, but it has been a problem for a very, very long time.
It really has, and I think that what people are coming to understand is that the GS-14 and GS-15 levels are really critical in this. And I think another important thing that we found is that agencies are trying to, in some ways, adapt the response model that's used in disaster response to learn from that and say, how can we put those lessons to work in terms of breaking down structures and getting people to work together across agencies? And one of the key lessons is, you know, you strip the first four or five layers of the organizational chart off and get the people at the GS 14 and 15 level, empower them to work together, and expect them to deliver results.
And we've seen this a couple of times. Intellipedia is perhaps the best one that everyone talks about, where people were. My sense is that that's taken a little bit of it's stalled out a little bit.
Yeah, I think that might be true. You certainly hear less about it than you used to hear. And I wouldn't say it's necessarily a flash in the pan, but it was one of those things that sort of burst across the scene for a while there.
It's interesting because in the comments on your website, somebody said all this discussion reminded them a little bit of back to the 1993 Reinventing Government report that then Vice President Al Gore led. This is something that government has been government. I think all organizations have been dealing with for a long time. My sense is all of a sudden there are these tools that almost inherently enable collaboration in a very different way.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think there are more opportunities now for genuine collaboration than there have been in a long time. But it is true that this problem has been identified, you know, many years ago as being something that was making it very difficult for government to achieve its broader missions. And it is kind of true that, you know, you see a certain lack of progress in addressing the issue. And now I think there's a sense that, accept the stovepipe structures for what they are within agencies and develop ways to work around them as needed and create ad hoc arrangements that can get missions accomplished.
And part of this is we talk about size. You and I have talked a lot about big government, small government. This is one of these areas where I keep hearing, hold on, if you keep the groups relatively small, you don't have the emails that have 75 people on the distribution list, it makes it
right.
A lot easier for that kind of collaboration to take place.
Right, and if you avoid sort of traditional approaches, one of the things that the National Response Team, which handles interagency disaster response, does or developed was, let's not focus on meeting minutes all the time.
Yes.
Let's not just generate more and more stacks and stacks of meeting minutes about what we talked about. Let's focus on direct goals that we want to accomplish and who's going to be responsible for accomplishing them.
So are there folks who are doing this, doing a better job of this than other folks that you've seen?
I think certainly in the disaster response area, they're ahead of the game in terms of agencies have been working together for a long time.
Now, they have to.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, it's not as though you see perfect results from
right.
that. I think you see mixed results depending on the scale of the disaster and the nature of the response. But there's also, the concept of in the sort of healthcare social services area of systems of care. That's sort of an integrated approach where one professional is designated as a team lead in terms of trying to provide service to a particular person or group of people, and then other people from other agencies might be brought in to address specific needs. So you see that has developed in recent years as an approach that has been pretty widely used to great success.
And as I was reading the story, part of what kept coming out is this sounds so trite, but this takes leadership, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it all does seem to come down to that, and I think there's no question about it. If you don't have leadership driving these kind of things, it's difficult for them to succeed. The interesting thing here is, you know, one of the most important lessons about collaboration is sometimes leaders have to just get out of the way.
Yeah.
They just have to be the ones to say, we need to empower you people and trust you people to get the job done and not run everything up the chain of command.
And sometimes that can be the most difficult thing about leadership is getting the hell out of the way.
Right. I think in the federal context, certainly it is. I mean, people work very hard to get to where they are. They're held accountable for all kinds of specific bureaucratic requirements. I think it's very difficult for them to say, I'm going to let go and I'm going to empower other people.